is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv, Ukraine, says that American military aid on the way to Ukraine will make a real difference in its war with Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken's remarks came Tuesday as the top diplomat made an unannounced visit to reassure an ally facing a fierce new Russian offensive. According to open-source monitoring analysts, Moscow's troops have captured around 100 to 125 square kilometers of territory. That includes at least 7 villages in recent days. Though most of those villages were already depopulated, thousands of civilians in the area have fled the fighting. Analysts have called this moment one of the most dangerous for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more air defense systems to protect civilians in the northeast. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Washington says it is working to resolve the many negotiating issues in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
At this delicate point, the White House said Monday that Washington is still plugging away at negotiations in Cairo aimed at securing the release of hostages and a truce. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor.
This particular negotiation has had its ups and downs, its ins and outs, its twists and turns. And what I laid out in my opening comments remains the case. There could be a ceasefire tomorrow if Hamas would just go ahead and release women, wounded, and elderly. We do believe Israel has put a good proposal on the table. Hamas has put a counterproposal on the table. The world is calling for a ceasefire. Those who are doing so should go to Hamas and say, come to the table and work until we get a deal.
And he acknowledged to VOA, there are new fissures in that process. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Meantime, Israeli troops fight Hamas militants across the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has rejected opposition allegations that a recent pause in electricity cuts was due to an election coming up on May 29th. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The Democratic Alliance, the biggest opposition party, last week attributed the improved power supply to, quote, political interference by the ANC. It accused the party of putting pressure on Eskom to keep the lights on. In 2023, rolling power cuts imposed by state utility Eskom reached record levels. They continued into the first quarter of this year. But there has now been no load shedding, as South Africans called the cuts, for 48 days, the longest period for more than 2 years. The dramatic improvement in power supply has led to accusations that the timing was designed to improve voters' satisfaction.
That was Reuters' Alice Rizzo reporting. In Chad, opposition candidates who lost the recent presidential election have filed paperwork challenging President Mahamat Idriss Deby's victory. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
State television reported on Monday that the country's Constitutional Council received a petition from opposition candidate Success Masra calling for results of the May 6 vote to be annulled. The transitional president, General Mahamat Idriss Deby, won more than 61% of the vote, exceeding the 50% mandate needed to avoid a runoff. Masra and the Transformers Party he leads allege massive electoral fraud, including the stuffing of ballot boxes and soldiers chasing opposition representatives from polling stations. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
And in other world news headlines, the United States is hiking tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China, targeting strategic sectors like electric vehicles, batteries, steel, and critical minerals, the White House says. Less than a month from EU elections, expected to see a surge in far-right parties, the 27-nation bloc is to give the final green light to a landmark overhaul of its migration and asylum policies after nearly a decade of wrangling. Police in India open a criminal case against the owner of a huge billboard that collapsed on a petrol station and killed 14 people. And New Caledonia's High Commissioner says shots were fired at security forces during a night of riots in the French Pacific Territory that saw vehicles torched and shops looted. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.